The American Chamber of Commerce says it doesn't believe Ireland should stay outside a global tax agreement when a deal is finally reached. In its submission to the Department of Finance on the OECD proposals for an agreement, the Chamber, which represents major US companies such as Google and Intel with operations here, says it supports the Finance Minister's stance of not signing up to the deal, given the absence of key details around issues such as what the exact rate of corporate tax would be. It comes as the EU's Economy Commissioner has said that he's confident there is a chance to find a shared way that would see Ireland sign up to a global tax agreement, which would see the corporate tax rate almost certainly increase from the current rate here of 12.5% to perhaps a standard global rate of 15%. Well, let's talk now to the Chief Executive of the American Chamber of Commerce in Ireland, Mark Redmond. A very good afternoon to you, Mark Redmond.
Hello, Brian.
So you are among those who've made submissions to the department at the invitation of the department on this question. Ireland, for the moment, holding back from supporting the current OECD proposal. What's your advice to Pascal Donoghue and his officials?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. And we commend the minister having this consultation. We think it's the only one in the world. And it's, again, testament to Ireland's approach to predictability and giving lead-in time. I suppose our key messages, Brian, include, A, the minister was right in holding back his assent to what was then on the table in early July. He is right to consistently defend Ireland's well-recognised and accepted 12.5% corporate tax rate. And we believe he should only sign up to this agreement when he has seen the detail that he's looking for. The agreement was pretty vague back in July. We know intense negotiations are happening. We do think if detail does emerge, if certainty is an underpinning of this agreement, it actually makes sense for Ireland to be inside the tent.
Is it inevitable, in your view, that whatever the final deal, it will mean a higher rate than the current 12.5% which is charged here?
No, don't think it's inevitable, Brian. And the government is still steadfastly committing to 12.5%. What we're saying is we need to have certainty in the global agreement. There's some hopelessly vague language happening right now. But we're also saying this is a time for reform. So not only is the rate not the most only important thing, incentives like the research and development credit are so important. But quite frankly, Brian, what's keeping multinational leaders awake at night in Ireland are questions like availability of accommodation, broadband, research and development, air connectivity.
But on the tax issue, do we not risk significant reputational damage, to use that phrase again, by holding out against an agreement which has been signed up to now by almost every industrialised and developed country in the world? We're one of just a handful of countries which are holding out against this.
We actually think our reputation has been enhanced where it matters, and that includes the boardrooms of corporate America. And why is that? Because the minister has been consistent with policies advocated by successive Irish governments over decades. Ireland stands up to its commitments. Ireland honours its commitments to be transparent and certain in its tax policy. The detail emerging from the OECD process in early July had neither certainty or stability in what it was advocating. So the minister, while obviously advocating for Ireland, was making the point, he was also making the case for small, open economies that attract inward investment, that can't compete with the big beasts in the jungle who have much bigger markets, industrial heritage, and proximity to their markets.
So does that mean that a standardised rate, if presumably that would be a key part of any agreement when it emerges, a standardised corporate tax rate as a result of this would mean that we would lose that key advantage and we perhaps could lose a great deal of investment and significant number of jobs as a result?
Well, the important point, Brian, is we're not going to lose a significant level of investment. In fact, we see the opposite in the American Chamber of Commerce. 94% of our members saying corporate headquarters have a really positive view of Ireland. IDA predicting 50,000 jobs in the coming 4 years. The signs are very, very positive. And what we are commending the minister for is sticking to your guns, seeking an agreement that has the detail that's necessary, and including, Brian, important conditions like, let's get all those threatened unilateral tax measures different countries have been threatening off the table as well.
Just a quick question before we let you go. The continuing travel ban being operated by the United States on Europeans, and indeed others, but from our own point of view, Europeans entering the United States. What's your view about that? Is it having an impact on commercial relations between Ireland and the US?
Yes, and very important ones, Brian. And we sincerely hope that the emerging excellent data from vaccine rollouts in Ireland and indeed across Europe does lead to a change. And just to remind your listeners, this isn't just important for US multinationals here. It's important for Irish multinationals in America. Ireland is the ninth biggest investor in the United States. Irish companies employ over 110,000 US citizens. Irish companies have invested hundreds of millions of dollars in facilities. And in some cases, the Irish leadership has yet had the chance to visit those facilities, the new ones.
Right. Mark Redmond, Chief Executive of the American Chamber of Commerce in Ireland. Thank you for that.